Hey, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. I'm Brittany Breon here with Nisha Lachey.
Hey.
And we have a special guest with us. Yeah, we got T-Rail in the building.
What up, what's good with it?
So, what's up, T-Rail? Like, you know, we're so excited to have you here with us.
Yes.
I'm glad to be over here. I've been waiting.
So do you want to kind of like talk about your business real fast so they kind of get an idea like who T-Rail is, like, as if they don't know?
Yeah, for sure. Alright, so my business is, besides me being a goofy ass nigga that I am, my business is Swoop Transportation, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like the hottest black owned Uber and Lyft out here, but it's a high quality at a lower price, you know what I'm saying? So we provide rides for everybody in the city. We expanding fast. If you drunk, you can't drive your car home, we'll come get you and your car home safely.
Any
type of driving combination you can think of where you need a driver, we got you. And we also got like AAA services, you know what I'm saying? Some of our regulars might have a flat tire, so you know what I'm saying? We pull up, change the tire if you want or two, and you
out there. Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah, and it's in St. Louis, right?
Yes, ma'am. What's up? St. Louis, all the way. St. Louis, okay. Because I'm in Houston, T-Rail. So for those of y'all that's listening, this is in St. Louis, Missouri. And it's so nice to have something like that, because I remember many days, Brittany, we could have used transportation.
Yes.
and we cheaper than everybody. We looking out for y'all pockets, bro. We're not trying to just get a dollar. We're trying to help out for real.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Support black-owned business.
Yes, okay. So this episode 28, and we're going to talk about social media, right?
Yeah.
So before we get into that, though, we are going to talk about this hot topic now. I know y'all heard about this with B. Simone. Y'all heard about this?
I did.
So let me go ahead and give y'all the rundown for the people that have not heard, right? So basically, B. Simone was on Nick Cannon's podcast, and you know, they were talking about him setting her up on a date or whatnot, and she was like giving her qualifications, right? So what got everybody in an uproar was B. Simone was like, you know, I don't want no average 9-to-5 ass dude. Like, I'm an entrepreneur and I need that nigga to have money, okay?
Right,
points.
Right.
Basically, what she was saying was, I need a boss nigga, never taking a loss nigga, okay? That's what she meant, okay? And everybody's just like, what the fuck? All that, right?
Right.
So I'm going to ask you, T-Rail, first, since you are our guest, what are your thoughts on that?
So I kind of agree with the lifestyle thing she's talking about. Like, she said, nothing's wrong if you got 9-to-5, but she wants somebody to where she like, we about to get up and go to this business meet tomorrow in Texas. You ready to go? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that takes a lot of time to get to that point. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you got to really have your boss chips up to get to that point. So what she looking for, to me, seems like somebody that's already established. Like, like she looking for a Nick Cannon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's about to find. We all on the come up. We doing our thing, trying to get there.
Right.
She ready for that nigga right now. She want that.
And
I kind of feel her too, because I have been in relationships where, so I do both. I got a 9-to-5 and I'm an entrepreneur. But I am up at 3 a.m. and I'm doing something, and like, you know, the girl I was dating would come out like, what the fuck is you doing at 3 a.m?
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
shit working. She like, whatever, attitude, this, attitude, that. I'm like, yeah, hey. So on that part, I feel her.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And what you think, Nisha?
For me, I feel like I definitely understand where she's coming from, but you know, I'm big when it comes to love. I feel like if you, first of all, you shouldn't have to be looking for that anyway. But if you vibe with somebody and you hit it off with somebody, you know, you can have standards, but you working a 9-to-5 is not a bad thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's one thing to say you want somebody to understand your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You want somebody that supports your lifestyle, but to say you have to live my lifestyle, you gotta be this kind of man, I want you to be this tall, I want, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like, you know, it kind of closes the door little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think for me, I don't mind dating a man that has a 9-to-5, But my thing is, like, similar to what you said, T-Rail, like, he got to understand. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, I'm trying to get my podcast to pop. So, therefore, I'm going to be networking with motherfuckers. Right. I'm going to be talking to these niggas. I'm going to be meeting up, recording whatever. You know? So, it's like having somebody that understands that. Mm-hmm. And my whole thing is, like, I just would want somebody to be able to take care of their damn self. That's it.
Right. Like, exactly.
Can you take care of yourself? That's it. That's all. If you can take care of yourself, then we're in there. Okay? Because it's more so about how you treat me, not, you know, with the money.
So if the shoe's on the other foot, and you was working a 9-to-5, just the both of y'all, and y'all man was entrepreneur, going flight to flight and talking to these girls, meet up with these girls, y'all wouldn't feel no type of way.
Me personally, no. And the reason why I wouldn't, when I'm fucking with somebody and I'm like, this my dude, or this somebody, I'm like, I'm with him. I'm his biggest fan. So it's like, I'm stirring your shit. Baby, what you need me to do? You need her? I just pack the bag for you. Because I honestly believe, like, when I'm dealing with somebody like that, when I win, he win. When he win, I win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, It won't be none of that, like, you know, clouding your vision. You focus. I'm going to help you stay focused on the goal, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. What about with you, Tanisha? What you think?
I'm going to be, like, completely honest. It just depends. Mm-hmm. It depends on if this man makes me feel secure in the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, if he's about his money, you know he about his money. You don't have to worry about when his phone rings. Is that a business call? Who is that calling? Right, what time is it? And then also, to be honest with you, I'm about respect too, though. So, like, if this client is calling you, but it's something that can wait until the morning and it's 3:00 in the morning, yeah, I'm going to be like, why she calling you at 3:00 in the morning?
Yeah,
but sense. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just to me, they're setting boundaries and making sure that y'all both understand each other and y'all respect each other. And like I said, if there's trust and there is respect, then you should feel secure. If you've got to question it, then, you know, maybe something else is off.
That's true.
So, we did actually, we kind of asked the question on our Facebook page, and we asked the ladies, could they date a man that works 9-to-5? And then we threw a little bit extra on there, and we asked them, can they date a man that makes average pay? So, first of all, one of the ladies was like, what's average?
Yeah, what is average?
What is average? What is average pay? I don't know what average pay is. I don't know, is it minimum wage? Is it like $12? Like, I don't know. What do y'all think? What's acceptable?
I would say, if I had to guess, I would say average pay is about $10 to $12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been there running somewhere.
Okay, so Brittany, are you open to dating somebody that makes average pay?
If they are able to hold their household down, like, I'm gonna be honest, like, I have a house, I have a car, I have 2 children.
Okay, girl.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be, you know, so I'm gonna be real. I'm not going to be able to date someone who is living with family. I mean that I'm not going to be, you know, creeping to your house and I gotta be quiet. I mean, you know, I wanna be loud, you know? Right. And then when you come to my house, like, I don't want it to be like, oh, only time we can have sex, that nasty sex, is when you hurt. Yeah. No, nigga, like, I need to be able to pop up butt-ass naked with my fucking coat on. And I can't do that if your mama in the living room, like, hey.
Right.
Right.
So, girl, I do have to have a man that has the same things that I have.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just me and real. And if I didn't, if I was falling short and I did not have those things, my focus would not be on no man.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you know.
That's good.
NT
Real, what about you? Would you date a woman that makes average pay, or does that matter?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because either I'm going to put her on or something to where she'll make some more money, or, like, I kind of believe in, like, you know what I'm saying, like, splitting the bills thing. But if my girl is, like, financially unavailable to, like, cover her shift, then we'll figure out something to where I cover more or something, or whatever it is. So I don't really mind, like, I plan on being a breadwinner. Like, if I got the whole thing, I would. But of course, I would like for her to have her own change. And, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if it's average pay. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? As long as you love me more than that.
Yeah. So I'm going to read one of the comments from the page. One of the followers, she said that, I'm going to just read it verbatim. It says, I met my man when he was working at rallies and I made more than him, but I was attracted to his potential and his manliness and his fatherhood. I don't cut grass. I don't open doors. I don't take the trash out. If I want a room painted, it's done and he cleans up. On top of that, he's a single father living off a rally's paycheck and making it happen. But now we make the same amount and I knew he would better himself. He just needed somebody that had his back.
That nigga is a king. That man is marvelous. I would like to shake his hand.
So there you have it then. I guess don't be closing the door on these 9 to 5s because some of women are here happy with that and they enjoying it and they love it. So like you said, episode 28 is about social media, so we'll get right into it. Do y'all judge people based off what they put on social media? T-Rell, what you think?
Yes, hell yeah. Hell yeah, bro. Like, no faking. Like, especially when we meet a new girl. Like, bro. Like, I had moments where I'm like, bro, look at her page. Yeah, this is the girl I'm talking to. And my partner, like, oh, bro, she a dud, bro. Don't even fuck with that. And I'm like, what?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when it's like, you got to have a good balance, like, on your social media presence. Like, if you got too much ass, too much twerking, too much wild shit, we might not take you, we not go take you serious at all. Like, it's like, for real, so like, all right, I'm going to see if I can fuck with her for a little temporary while I crack something real quick, you know what I'm saying? We definitely judge people by their social media, for real.
Okay, what you think, Brie?
Absolutely. Especially, like, if I'm finna go out with a guy, I'm looking all through your shit. Like, I want to look through them pictures. I'm trying to see, like, you know, what's up. I will not. Yeah, like that. And then I know, like, dudes are jumping my inbox. So before I even reply, I'm looking on your page. If I see one picture of you holding a motherfucking gun, oh, you're not getting a reply. You're getting blocked.
Girl.
Because I don't want. Because look, I feel like when you got a gun, that's supposed to be a surprise. Okay? You're supposed to be letting people know what you got.
Exactly.
So, I'm definitely judging off of your social media. What the fuck you got going on?
Exactly. Because, you know, like now, so when we had the podcast, you know, we're trying to build our fan base. So we're doing that with our Facebook page and our Instagram page. But when it comes to my personal page, I be like real leery. So like when I be seeing these gangsters be trying to add me, I be like, oh, no thank you. Like, listen, I understand, right? Like, you gonna have to just follow us on the page because I have my kids on here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm posting pictures of my children. I don't know who sent you. I'm good. And like, that's the first thing I look at. If you got a picture with a gun in your profile, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, look, you got some Jesus walk somewhere, then you might have a chance.
Right. Right. But you know what, though, y'all? That's kind of like, it's a double sword because it's like, people be capping on Facebook and Instagram. So it's like, you look at it, you want to judge, but then again, people be painting their fairy tale.
That's true.
So it's kind of like you want to judge it, but then again, people be lying.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. Like, you shouldn't, like, if you see somebody that's always happy on social media and look like they living this perfect life, don't compare your life to what you see on social media because people know exactly what they putting on there, whether they doing it for attention or they want you to think a certain thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, people know what they doing, so you definitely shouldn't be comparing yourself to people based on social media. And then, too, can we just talk about catfish for just for 1 minute? How are y'all still being catfish?
Hey, for real. Wow. Like, if you can't video chat me, I'm cool. Like,
bro. Oh my gosh.
People get a word with it too. Like, man, I had a whole dude talk to me as a girl. And then when it came
looking up,
dude was like, I'm a dude. And I'm like, bro, what? For real? You did all this for like 2 weeks to tell me that you a dude, bro?
Oh, did he think you was gonna still come or what?
Right, what did he expect?
So.
Like,
and then the thing is, like, so I'm thinking I'm talking to this fine ass chick, right? So I ain't gonna lie, mm-hmm. we got to the point where we like sending pictures. So she sent me like uh-huh. a little boy. He sent me a dude to some girl. So I'm like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? I'll take a shirt off, see if about to look. You know what I'm saying? What's up? You know what I'm saying? She getting her pen. I'm like, all right, I'm in my boxes, look to dick print, boom, boom, bop. So then dude like, well, if you don't pull up, I'ma release your news on the internet. I'm like,
oh, what?
I'm blessed, bro. Go ahead, drop them motherfuckers. I ain't pulling up on your ass.
Wow.
Tag my mama to y'all. No fuck.
Hey.
I'm blessed, bro.
Wow. Look, and you know, Nisha, you know how I feel about that shit with the, like, blackmail and mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Yeah.
I be like, I don't give a fuck. First of all, if I send your ass a picture, you better know if you got a picture of me, my nigga, I exactly. fuck with you.
Yeah.
So if you could, you could never, like, try to embarrass me, even if it's, like, with text messages, like, you know, if I'm cussing your ass out, yeah, nigga, you hurt my feelings. Right. I fuck with you, though. So that's why my feelings was
right. Right,
right. But I definitely had a dude tell me that was like, oh, well, I'm going to post these texts. I said, what the fuck? I said, make sure you put my number in that shit and put my picture by it. So what's like, the fuck are you talking about? That don't move me. But some people, you know what? They do be shook by yeah. that shit. Like, oh, I don't want to get exposed. I don't want to be. Boy, I don't,
you
good luck.
Yeah,
the fuck?
Because you shouldn't be doing nothing that you're gonna be ashamed of. Now I understand
exactly.
when it comes to like sex tapes and stuff, because maybe you did that with somebody privately, and you wouldn't want everybody to see, you know, having sex. So in that case, you know, I understand. But when it comes to like text messages and all that, like you grown,
right.
you said it,
right?
You know,
yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
So next question, Brittany, are you the same person on social media that you are in person?
Yes. I am. I think like now that, you know, we are definitely building our podcast fan base, mm-hmm. I feel like I kind of try to be a little more reserved on social media because like when we first started the podcast, I kind of was like just started back dating and shit.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, you know, my favorite hoe didn't hit me up. Like, what's going on?
I know.
So I was like, maybe I don't need to say all that. You know, like, do all the extra stuff. But I am pretty much the same on social media that I am in person.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get the same energy. You're going to get the same vibe. Like, it's lit.
T-Rail, what about you?
Wow. I'm wild, for real, because I so my social media, so I got like, all right, so I got corporate people that I know, so I try to keep a good balance of corporate stuff. I got my hood niggas, so I try to keep, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, make sure they know I really love them, you know what I'm saying. I got my hoes that I try not to entertain, but that's where I'm really playing the game, like with the females. I ain't even gonna lie, dude,
uh-huh.
let me in your life, I will break your heart probably, but,
what?
You know what I'm saying, and,
y'all heard it,
and
right, y'all heard it here.
I'm playing the game with the female because I know how to attract them, but I don't want to. Like, I had a girl who, like, straight blew me off, but then I posted a video of me doing a backflip, and she, like, oh, I had to reconsider. Boy, you fit. Oh, my
what?
God. I'm like, that's what y'all going for?
Right.
That's what we doing?
The hell?
And then, like, so I would say I'm kind of the same person, but I'm not as open, like, because I'm also a mm-hmm. driver, so I got to keep, like, it trustworthy to where you trust me not to be wilding while I'm driving. Yeah,
and bullshit.
Right,
but
right,
I really
want
to be going off like a motherfucker. But you know what I'm saying? I try to keep a balance of so I would say I'm kind of the same person, but you know, I'm kind of playing a game too, just keeping a good balance of everything.
Yeah. I think I'm more reserved on social media just because, kind of like I said, you know, it's, for me, it's really just my family that's on there. Mm-hmm. You know, I got coworkers on there, people from church that I don't even
exactly.
know, but they know my family. Like, you know, yeah, these church people, they know me since I was a little kid.
Oh, my
kid.
God.
Like, I mean,
he make a fucking dick on the back.
See, you know, the pastor, they ain't went on it. They went on it, but they don't want to read on
right.
it. So, you know,
right.
I'm trying to just keep it chill and, you know, keep it PG. But, you know, I do feel like I'm more fun in person with my family, with my friends, than I am on Facebook or whatever, any kind of social media. Except for Snapchat. I feel like anything goes with Snapchat. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to charge people on Snapchat.
I agree. I'm right. Snapchat, everything. You getting all the, you know, them little pictures where you like post the mood and it be like you laying back in the bed and your girl, it's a little girl in panties or something. Yeah, I'm talking. You know, the little mood pictures? That's me all day. I want some head. Yeah.
Hey, you know, Snapchat on 24 hours. I ain't gonna lie. Snapchat goes look left. It does.
For real. Like,
Jesus.
My Snapchat inbox.
Not the Snapchat inbox. So do y'all follow y'all like coworkers and, you know, bosses and all those people on social media?
So the owner of my company's wife had added me. And I got a couple coworkers. So like I said, it's all about balance. Like I try to keep it like a good outlook on who I am as a person, sit down and know me personally.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I just drop the bomb on their ass, like, hey, this is what we're doing. For real. This is what it is. Like, I'm on the block, owner of my company or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to pull these hoes, owner of the company, wife and everything. Like, yeah, my coworkers, they're gonna have to know a little. I'm slowly teaching them who I am, like. So
yeah. For me, I have the people that I actually have like some type of rapport with, so I kind of know like, oh, okay, they cool type shit. Because you know now companies, can get fired.
Yeah,
like if you like wilding the fuck out, they will screenshot that shit and pull you to HR and say, hey, log out. For
yeah.
Me, okay? So because of that, and especially you know. The times that we are right now, like any little thing, you're gonna go viral and you lost your job, your home. Like it, you know, it's really like cutthroat right now. So if I have some type of rapport with them and I know them, like, you know, kind of their character somewhat, then okay, yeah, come on over the death row. But if I don't know them at all and you trying to add me, block. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you now can get fired from what you put on your social media and your personal time, like, we ain't gonna play that game with all them people. No. Mm-hmm.
So all y'all little picnic Beckys and lemonade Karens, be mindful of what y'all put on social media because we gonna report.
Yes. Okay.
So, y'all have any last thoughts on social media do's and don'ts, anything like that?
I guess it depends on the audience you're trying to attract, because, you know what I'm saying? I be wanting to thirst trap so bad. I be wanting. Do y'all post thirst trap?
No.
Well, I don't think I post thirst trap. I do like posting my little pictures, and I be feeling cute. I post my pictures, and my inbox just start booming, but it ain't like I'm
decorating. So you post a picture with your booty on the scene.
Hell no. Oh, I guess I don't post those trips. I don't post those.
Panties and bra on or something. Let me take a picture.
Oh, nah. Nah. I be thinking, like, look, if anybody listen to this, no judgment, but I do feel like the perception when girls post that type of stuff, like panties, bra, and like you say, booty on the sink, it seems like you're looking for validation. Like, again, that's just perception. I'm not saying that's who y'all are, because like I said, I got people on my timeline that I do see that shit all the time. And I be like, why you doing all that? Like, you got, like, she's beautiful.
You know you got
That's real.
Right.
That's real.
So I guess for me, one of the biggest dudes would be, don't be doing all that capping. honestly, like, when you're capping or pretending to be something that you're not on social media, you do know it's motherfuckers that's on your social media that really do know you. Like, in real life. So it's like, we know you, look, a motherfucker that may be acting like they real hood because they got their license now with their gun, you know? So they're posting videos of the gun being drawn and shoot, shoot, bang, right. bang, gang, gang. But it's like, my nigga, you life, know you a real. Bitch. Oh,
so,
yeah.
So what's the good?
Yeah, right. And then I was gonna say, stop arguing with people on Facebook when you got their number. Yes. If you got their number, you know where they stay at. Why are y'all having this argument so that everybody can read all the comments? Now, I'm gonna read the comments, but y'all putting y'all business out there for what? If you yep. wanna have a conversation with this grown ass woman, call mm-hmm. her.
Or man. Damn. Don't forget these women too.
I like that. They be tripping. I want you to see what we talk about because I'm usually always winning the argument. So I want people to see how grown you is, how petty you is, how you started all this.
Oh.
I say, let's bring it to social media. I'm like, let's go. Let's go with it.
Wow.
Let's
go. Yeah. Wow.
For real. We can do it.
Look.
Let's bully.
You was gonna say something.
Y'all
gonna
say, what's a good dude? For a dude, so like if y'all went to dude page, what would attract y'all about something he's doing on his page or his purpose and intentions? What would make y'all be like, oh, okay, let me add him. Let me slide in his inbox.
For me, I think when I see guys that are always posting their children, I guess because you know I have my two children, so it's like I like dating guys who are dads because I feel like they yeah. understand kind of, you know, look, the lifestyle of a parent.
Yeah.
So I do like seeing that. And I feel like most of the time when dudes are posting their children and positively posting their children, you know, it's something that post they kids get the gun, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, some niggas go left, but I do feel like when dudes are posting their kids, when dudes are posting positive stuff, the biggest turn off though is when I see a nigga posting shit about like exposing a woman, you know, or you could tell his feelings hurt. So he like, oh, that bitch this, that bitch that. Ah, I would never respond to a motherfucking DM. I don't give a fuck because you should show me when you and your feelings.
Yeah,
you get real zesty, my nigga. So nah, I'm cool.
Yeah, and so that's I'm married, so nothing.
Oh,
but
hey,
I'm
gonna.
I will say, for my friends that are single, I know that, like, you know, when they're talking to guys and stuff on there, they do like, or they seem to be attracted to guys that have something going on for themselves. You know what I'm saying? So, like, my friends, they are, all of my friends really are, like, leveling up. So, like, they're not really looking to talk to guys that are, like, still talking about the same thing they were talking about in high school. You know what I'm saying? But, like, just men that are showing growth. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to use social media and it's just for fun and you just showing memes, that's cool. But people are definitely judging what you're sharing. So if you're looking for something more serious, ain't nobody probably going to take you too serious.
Yeah. If you're trying to be, you know, the funny guy and you up here talking shit about me.
Right.
I don't know if the girls going to jump in.
Some of them might. You know, some of these women, they do.
But that's true.
I don't know.
That's true. Right.
Okay, so
Tyrell,
where can they reach you for
Swoop Transportation? So for Swoop Transportation, you can reach me at Instagram at Swoop Services or Facebook at Swoop Transportation. I'm telling y'all, we're the hottest rideshare company. You'll never forget. It's a whole new rideshare bar game coming to play.
All right. And then if y'all want to reach Talk That Talk, we got a couple of different places. So it's Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree on Facebook. It's talk_that_talk_podcast on Instagram. And our Instagram is starting to do some numbers. So thank y'all.
Yes.
And then Bree and Tanisha on YouTube. And y'all can email us talkthattalkpc@gmail.com.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. And until next time, peace out. Bye.